Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Friday, February 28, 2025.
Trump's foreign policy shift raises concerns. President Donald Trump's surprising moves in foreign policy have alarmed U.S. allies. By siding with Russia and criticizing Ukraine, he has shaken the trust of nations that have long relied on the United States. At the United Nations, the U.S. voted with Russia against a resolution condemning its invasion of Ukraine, marking a significant change in America's global role. Former diplomat James Bindenagel warns that this loss of trust could lead to cooperation among adversaries like Russia and China. Meanwhile, countries in Asia are worried about the implications of this shift, fearing the U.S. may not support Taiwan if China acts aggressively. As European nations brace for a future without the U.S. as a dependable ally, there are growing concerns that Trump's policies could embolden rivals and destabilize the region.
Iran's nuclear enrichment raises global alarm. Recent reports from the International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, reveal a troubling increase in Iran's stock of uranium enriched to 60%. Which is dangerously close to weapons-grade levels. As of February 27, 2025, Iran has amassed 274.8 kilograms of this enriched uranium, raising serious concerns among Western nations. They argue that there's no legitimate civilian purpose for such high levels of enrichment. Iran, however, insists its nuclear program is solely for peaceful energy. The IAEA has also highlighted unresolved issues, including unexplained uranium found in locations not officially reported. This situation is further complicated by the United States' withdrawal from the Iran nuclear deal in 2018, which had previously limited Iran's nuclear activities. As tensions escalate, the world watches closely, emphasizing the urgent need for diplomatic efforts to address the potential risks to international security.
Senate hearing on CFPB leadership. On February 27, 2025, a crucial Senate hearing unfolded in Washington, D.C., centered on Jonathan McKernan's nomination to lead the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, or CFPB. This agency, created in 2010 after the 2008 financial crisis, is dedicated to protecting consumers in the financial sector. During the hearing, McKernan was grilled by Senator Elizabeth Warren, a key advocate for consumer rights, who raised serious concerns about the agency's future amid ongoing challenges. McKernan stressed the importance of a CFPB's effective operation to safeguard American consumers. The political climate around the CFPB is heated, with Republicans pushing for its dismantling, while Democrats defend its vital role in consumer protection. The outcome of this hearing could significantly impact consumer protection laws in the U.S., shaping how financial institutions operate and how consumers are treated in the marketplace.
Israeli military's admission of failures after Hamas attack. An investigation by the Israeli Defense Forces revealed serious shortcomings in their response to the shocking October 7, 2023, attack by Hamas, which resulted in around 1,200 deaths and the abduction of 251 hostages into Gaza. The military underestimated Hamas's capabilities as the group executed the assault through over 60 routes, catching planners off guard. Intelligence reports showed that Hamas had considered similar attacks before, but had delayed for unknown reasons. In the hours leading up to the attack, unusual activities like Hamas fighters switching to the Israeli phone network misled decision-makers into thinking the group was focused on governance rather than military action. The military's summary report did not assign blame to individuals, but is expected to prompt significant changes within the military, possibly leading to the dismissal of high-ranking officials. Public pressure is mounting on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to launch a broader inquiry into the political decisions that led to this failure, as many Israelis hold him accountable for a perceived breakdown in deterrence strategy. The ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas, rooted in deep historical tensions, has intensified calls for accountability and a reevaluation of military strategies, with major implications for Israel's future security.
Canada investigates X for privacy compliance.
Canada's privacy watchdog, the Office of the Privacy Commissioner, is investigating the social media platform X, previously known as Twitter. This inquiry stems from concerns about how X handles personal information from Canadian users, particularly in training artificial intelligence models. The office ensures that organizations comply with privacy laws like the Personal Information Protection and Electronic Documents Act, or PIPEDA, which safeguards citizens' privacy rights in our digital age. X has faced scrutiny before for its data practices, and this investigation could lead to significant changes in how it manages user data. The outcome may include recommendations for better data handling or even fines for noncompliance. As privacy issues grow, this investigation not only impacts users, but could also influence privacy laws globally. How much do you trust social media with your personal information?
Economic turbulence in Asian markets. Economic data is shaking up Asian markets as investors brace for a turbulent end to February 2025. Concerns are rising over tariff threats from Washington, D.C., signs of a slowdown in the U.S. economy, and fatigue in the tech sector. Key reports from Japan on inflation and retail sales, along with India's GDP figures, are crucial for understanding market sentiment. President Donald Trump has announced hefty tariffs, including a 25% tax on imports from the European Union and a 10% tax on goods from China, creating a gloomy atmosphere among investors. The Nasdaq has dropped by 5% this year, with Nvidia shares falling by 8.5% and Tesla's by over 20% in just 1 week. In contrast, Chinese tech shares are thriving, with Hong Kong-listed companies hitting a 3-year high before closing lower. The recent G20 meeting in Cape Town, South Africa, emphasized the need to oppose protectionism, but actions from Washington suggest a different path. As the month wraps up, investors are on edge, eagerly awaiting more economic insights.
OpenAI launches GPT 4.5 model. OpenAI has unveiled its exciting new model, GPT 4.5, on February 27, 2025. This version significantly enhances artificial intelligence capabilities, especially in recognizing patterns and generating creative insights. The hallucination rate, which refers to misleading information, has dropped to 37.1%, a major improvement from the previous model's 61.8%. CEO Sam Altman noted the challenges posed by a shortage of essential graphics processing units, or GPUs, for training. To tackle this, OpenAI plans to add tens of thousands of GPUs soon. The rollout will begin with pro users and developers worldwide, followed by ChatGPT Plus and team users, and eventually reach enterprise and educational users. This strategy aims to broaden access to the model's advanced features. With these improvements, GPT 4.5 is set to enhance user experience and build confidence in AI applications, marking a significant leap forward in artificial intelligence.
New leadership at SEBI. The Indian government has appointed Tuhin Kanta Pandey as the new chairman of the Securities and Exchange Board of India, or SEBI, starting February 27, 2025. This follows Madhavi Puri Buck's groundbreaking tenure as the first woman to lead SEBI, which lasted 3 years. Buck faced significant scrutiny due to allegations from Hindenburg Research about conflicts of interest in SEBI's investigations into the Adani Group, raising serious questions about regulatory integrity in India's financial markets. SEBI is crucial for overseeing the securities and commodity markets, focusing on protecting investors and ensuring transparency. With his background as the Finance Secretary of India, Pandey brings valuable experience to this role. His leadership comes at a pivotal moment as discussions about tighter regulations in India's financial landscape continue. As chairman, Pandey will tackle the challenges raised during Buck's term and work to strengthen the regulatory framework, aiming to boost investor confidence and ensure stricter compliance in the financial sector.
Chinese startups thrive in AI boom. Chinese technology startups are on the hunt for exciting new investments as interest in artificial intelligence, or AI, skyrockets. This surge follows President Xi Jinping's recent backing of private businesses in China. Companies like RID Vision, which focuses on AI-powered optics, and AI Care Medical, specializing in brain-computer interfaces, are leading the charge. Venture capitalist Andrew Chien, CEO of New Access Capital, notes that investors are eager to explore partnerships with these innovative firms. The DeepSeek case highlights a fresh wave of Chinese creators moving beyond simply copying ideas. Despite facing challenges like tough IPO regulations and political issues with the United States, investor sentiment is shifting positively. Recent advancements in AI, especially from DeepSeek, have sparked renewed interest in the sector. Startups such as LibLibAI and SenseCare have announced impressive funding rounds, raising hundreds of millions of yuan. This renewed enthusiasm comes after a significant drop in fundraising since 2021, when venture capital peaked at $141 billion. As the landscape evolves, AI-driven innovations are set to shape the future of investment in China.
U.S. and U.K. trade deal negotiations. U.S. President Donald Trump and U.K. Prime Minister Keir Starmer recently announced ongoing negotiations for a trade deal during a joint news conference in Washington, D.C. This agreement aims to strengthen economic ties and prevent tariffs that could disrupt trade. Trump expressed optimism, stating both nations are committed to finalizing the details. Starmer emphasized the importance of advanced technology in enhancing their trading relationship, which reached $317 billion in 2023. This partnership is especially significant in light of the economic shifts following Brexit, the UK's exit from the European Union. British Finance Minister Rachel Reeves reassured that trade and investment would remain stable despite any tariff threats. As discussions continue, both countries are focused on creating a deal that benefits their economies and ensures strong trade in the face of global challenges.
U.S. Commerce Department's new export fines. The U.S. Commerce Department has launched a bold initiative to impose hefty fines on companies illegally exporting technology to foreign customers, particularly in China. Matthew Axelrod, the former Assistant Secretary for Export Enforcement, emphasized that these fines are vital for national security. In 2023, Seagate Technology faced a staggering $300 million penalty for shipping 7 million hard drives to Huawei, a Chinese tech giant on the entity list, which restricts exports to risky firms. Axelrod expressed disappointment that major inquiries, initially expected to conclude in 2024, will now extend into 2025. Investigations also target Cadence Design Systems and Applied Materials for their dealings with Chinese customers. The Justice Department's National Security Division is actively pursuing cases against those violating export regulations, signaling a significant shift in U.S. policy. This situation highlights the complex challenges of international trade and raises questions about the future of tech exports.
Putin's warning on U.S.-Russia relations. President Vladimir Putin of Russia has issued a warning about Western interference in U.S.-Russia relations. He stressed the importance of diplomatic efforts and intelligence cooperation to prevent disruptions from Western powers. Putin expressed hope for renewed dialogue with the new American administration, highlighting a shared interest in addressing global security challenges. However, he noted that not all nations support closer ties, pointing to Western leaders who prefer ongoing instability. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has indicated a readiness to send troops to Ukraine, a move that Russia opposes. Putin also raised concerns about rising cyber attacks and called for stronger measures against international terrorism. He urged the Federal Security Service to protect essential services across various sectors. The complexities of U.S.-Russia relations continue to evolve, shaped by historical tensions and current geopolitical dynamics. That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.